Hare Krishna. Sitting here in the room with the door closed, the windows closed, and well, now you can hear some banging that's going on to my right. In the front there was a big digger building a road. Further on to the right there's Temple of Vedic Planetarium. I was speaking about yesterday, that's going up. And to the left is buildings, 3, 4, 5-story buildings. From here till Yoga Pit. So you can just sort of barely see the spire of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's, Marks Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's birthplace. And behind me there's more buildings built close to each other, a bit too close to each other for comfort. And Mayapur is growing. Sridhar Mayapur is growing. It's not a village anymore. It's to the town level. And, well, I can't say it will ever become like a big city, like a Calcutta, but it's certainly getting the big town feel. Those days when we first came here, where there was the Lotus Building, and there was the Lotus Building, there was the Prasadam Hall, which, where they now distribute free prasadam to guests, that Prasadam Hall. And there was the wall, and on the inner side of the wall, what are now shops, that's what we, that was the devotee accommodation. Senior devotees were staying in the Lotus Building, and everyone else was staying there, and toilets were all outside facilities, real different situation than is now. And of course, Prabhupada's samadhi was there at that time. And it was a village. It wasn't even a village. We were out in the middle of nowhere. There wasn't a building between here and Yoga Pit. There was the Gaudiya Math temples along the Bhakti Santa Saraswati Thakur Road up until the Jalangi Ganges meeting point, Sangam. But they were very, very undeveloped by comparison to what it is they are now. And in the other direction, going towards Yoga Pit, there was nothing. There was there were a few huts. I remember one rickshawwala who used to take a rickshaw with. He showed me his place of residence, and then there was a very, very sort of small village, and that was it. Now that's all changed. It's changed, changed forever. But it's changed for the good, because it's the desire of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, particularly Lord Nityananda, Srila Prabhupada, that everyone in the world know about Sridhar Mayapur. Everyone in the world know about Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and for that they have to come here. Some people want to come here. Many devotees are moving here, spending their lives here. Other people stay here some part of the year and then return to the West. And the temple room, well now, even the temple room where Radha Madhav Panchatattva's temple room from Mangalarti could fall, not even so much from the guests, ISKCON devotees who are coming, but there are so many other Bengali guests who have come and who come from Mangalarti, and they fill it up to capacity, not Western capacity, but Indian capacity. And when the big temple is built, there's already talk about that will be also full to capacity. talk about having a temple for devotees. Where will devotees have a morning program? Because when the guests come, everyone's marveling, and when they're marveling, they're talking, taking darshan. So especially for arti and kirtan, that's fine. But for class, there's a lot of other competing discourses going on. So devotees need to have that somewhere else. So Mayapur is changing. It's changed forever, and it's changed for the better. It was wonderful when it was just a little secluded place, and it's wonderful now, but more wonderful, even though those who may want to come here for some kind of seclusion or peace and quiet, not so easy to get in the midst of all the construction. But like Narada, he was attached to doing his devotional service in the forest. But the Lord called that his defect. That was his weakness, and that was what disqualified him from pure devotional service. His place of service was conditional. He was conditioned to doing devotional service in a nice, peaceful place. But here, in Mayapur, devotional service is going to be conducted in a city, which is all based on glorifying Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, speaking the truths of Srimad Bhagavatam, and making this place, which was very much a lost place, making it actually the capital, or at least trying to make it the spiritual capital of the world. And for that, we need buildings and devotees and roads and infrastructure and trains and, who knows, helipads in the future, so that people will come here. And that's good. What's good for Krishna is what's good for us. We don't judge what's good in devotional service by what satisfies our senses. But Rishikena, Rishikesh,